This is a test of the Samson Q9U hybrid dynamic microphone with the Shure A7WS windscreen. I'm Alan Tepper for Beyond Podcasting, Technotour, and Pro Video Coalition. This particular recording is done through the XLR output, although the Q9U also has USB-C output, which I'll record separately. Even though the Samson Q9U comes with a windscreen which is much better than the one that comes with the lower-priced Samson Q2U, which I reviewed in 2019, it's still not perfect with preventing plosives. That's why I'm using the Shure A7WS windscreen instead of the Samson's Q9U's included windscreen. The Shure A7WS is not the same as the Shure A81WS I used with the headless Q2U and several other microphones. Instead, the A7WS has a much larger diameter and is the larger of the two windscreens that come with the $399 Shure SM7B and is fortunately also sold as an accessory for only about $20, as opposed to the approximately $30 for the A81WS. In addition to being much more resistant to plosives than the included windscreen that comes with the Q9U, the A7WS is also much better at reducing excessive breath sounds compared with the included Samson windscreen. If we're going to use the Q9U at the ideal distance, then using it with the A7WS is the only way I'd like to do it. I know that some people, especially in videos, have the Q9U much further away, but that's not the ideal position for the best sound. So using the Q9U with the A7WS instead of the included Samson windscreen is the absolute best way to use it, in my opinion. Whether you're using the Q9U for live broadcasting or pre-recording for a later edit, it's better to make the breathing sound natural directly from the microphone rather than having to attenuate it later, if you even have the time to do that. The Q9U has a mute button which works with both the USB and XLR output. Let's test and hear how cleanly it goes from muted to unmuted in the middle of a countdown from 11 to 0. Note that it's critical to mute or unmute between words, not in the middle of a word. 11, 10, 9, 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The Q9U also has two switches on the bottom which affect the sound. One is the low-cut filter, and the other is the mid-presence boost. You've been hearing my voice through the Q9U with the A7WS with both switches active, since that's the way it works best with my voice and ears. The Q9U also has a 3.5mm jack for monitoring, but I'm not using it right now, since right now I'm only using the XLR output, and the 3.5mm jack for headphones only works when the USB jack is being used. While I'm using the XLR output, I'm recording via the Rodecaster Pro to Hindenburg Journalist Pro, both covered in several prior articles. Of course, I'm recording at our absolute standard of 48 kHz sampling frequency. Visit 48kHzalliance.com as well as combinehosting.com. So far in this recording, I have no processing active in the Rodecaster Pro. Ahead, I'm going to activate the Aphex Oral Exciter in the Rodecaster Pro, but it's still inactive right now. Just to be clear, the Aphex Oral Exciter is spelled A-U-R-A-L. I'm going to read one of WKRP's slogans, which includes six of the letter S and soft C sounds in English, so you can hear the difference, first without the oral exciter and later with. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. I have now activated the Aphex Oral Exciter in the Rodecaster Pro, and I'll repeat the slogan. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I have deactivated the oral exciter. In a moment, I'm going to activate the Aphex Big Bottom in the Rodecaster Pro and repeat that slogan. The Aphex Big Bottom is now active and the oral exciter is not. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I have activated both the oral exciter and the big bottom. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. I have now deactivated all processing in the Rodecaster Pro, and I'll test the Q9 microphone for shock resistance. The Q9U is mounted in my Heil PL2T flexible boom, which I like since it hides the cabling and is among few in this price range to do that. I'll tap on the table very lightly. Now I'll tap slightly on the flexible boom itself. The official Q9 manual from Samsung states that the internal air pneumatic shock mount isolates the capsule from mechanical noise. This seems to be an exaggeration. As a result, care should be taken to avoid touching the table or boom arm when broadcasting or recording with the Q9U unless a compatible shock mount is added. Now I'll read our standard text to test microphones, preamplifiers, and A to D converters without any audio processing from the Rodecaster Pro. But first, we'll listen to 11 seconds of silence, courtesy of your local library, so we can listen for any system noise, which is different from acoustic room noise. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Part 3, my translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you'll find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com. Repetimos, laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.